A former New South Wales Labor MP has had a humiliating afternoon in court. A senior magistrate sentenced Karen Palazzano to a 12-month sentence for misusing parliamentary allowances and trying to cover it up. She's considered likely to serve her term under home detention. Ms. Palazzano resigned from the State Parliament 2 years ago, and she's been working as a teacher. Brendan Trembath was in court for the sentencing. How much money was involved here?
Mark, only $4,200. The state's Deputy Chief Magistrate, Jane Culver, said it was a relatively small amount of money, but the notable thing in this case was that the magistrate said it didn't mitigate the corruption. Karen Palazzano did not actually receive the money. It was used to pay for a bit of extra help on days when Parliament was sitting. And between 2006 and 2007, she made false statements about where the part-time staff were actually working. She then denied misusing these allowances when questioned by the state's Independent Commission Against Corruption in 2010.
So how did she take it?
Well, it was an interesting case study because at times she would close her eyes for long periods with her head down. Occasionally she would sip from a plastic bottle. But when the actual custodial sentence was announced, there was no obvious reaction. What I noticed was there was no sign of her family there. She has three teenage children and a husband. She had her lawyers for company.
Why do they think that she'll do home detention rather than go to jail?
Well, she has no previous offences, and they weighed up what she had done, the extent of the corruption, but also she was helped by the fact that she had pleaded guilty after a while, not right away, but also she had shown some contrition for what she had done. So she gets discounts in each of those cases.
Who blew the whistle in the case?
It was actually one of her staffers, Tim Horan, who complained to the Independent Commission Against Corruption. She was first questioned by ICAC investigators in April 2010. Now, it should be stated that Mr. Horan and Karen Palazzano had issues. She said that he was not showing up for work, was bullying other staff members. Around the time this was all happening, that she was dealing with this as his manager, he was suspended, and then she started receiving death threats. She found headless rabbits on her doorstep. But the court heard earlier in these proceedings that there was no evidence to prove Mr. Horan was behind what was happening in these cases.
So a year's home detention for a former state MP. Thank you very much, Brendan Trembath.